Normalize platonic intimacy. The other day, one of my beloved clients came in and she always gives the best hugs. I always look forward to it. You know, you can just feel someone's heart when you're heart to heart with them and you're like, wow. But this time she like grabbed my face and just embraced my face. And we had this eye contact and it was just like, wow. Like, I think eye contact is one of the deepest forms of intimacy that is so challenging for us, and even myself. Like, I do find myself having a hard time maintaining eye contact sometimes. But anyway, just the touch of her, I felt transformed. I got fuzzy. It's like I got goosebumps on my heart. I was like, ooh, that just, it feels so good. And I understand not everyone loves to be touched, but I think that there's deeper levels of intimacy that we can all reach just in connection, whether it's more eye contact, whether it's saying I love you more often, not being afraid to say I love you. Like, I don't know about you guys, but sometimes when I feel like I want to say I love you to someone, but I'm like, oh, like I just met them, or like, you know, we're just friends, like I haven't known them long enough, or I only say I love you to family or my partner. Like, I am working on like, no, like if I have love for you, I'm going to say it. I'm going to express that. But I think like, obviously what I do when I give facials, like that's intimacy. That's platonic intimacy. And oh my goodness, you guys hear me infuse this here and there all the time when I post. Like, I love being touched in a yoga class. There is nothing like it. I think it's the combination of the hot room and you're just so relaxed, and then at the end when they come embrace you, like I'm like, oh my gosh, please, like it's amazing. Or when just someone like brushes you or pats you on the back, or like just any form of like, and if you're around me, I'm bouncing everywhere in this thought right now. You guys know that one of my things that I do without even realizing it is when I like think something's funny, I like have to grab you and grab your arm to like touch you and be like, wow, like that is funny. Or I don't know, like I do a little, I don't hit you, but a little like pat. You guys know what I mean if you've been around me. It's like my thing and I love it. I just want to like connect with you. Like, to me, that's intimacy. And I am always looking to deepen that. And I think that there's so many deeper layers of intimacy that I have yet to explore with friends, with family, when I'm in relationships, and with myself, of course. Do you guys ever find yourself like wanting to snuggle up on the couch with your friend under a blanket and just like be close? Like, someone come braid my hair, give me a piggyback ride, like, you know what I mean? And we've all had those maybe uncomfortable or emotional moments where all we can think of is, oh, I just want to curl up into a ball and be cuddled by my mom on the couch right now. Like, it's this innate desire and need that we've had since we were babies. Like, babies need that touch, that care, that nurturing. And obviously, as we evolve into adults, it just gets less and less that we experience. But I find myself, you know, even seeing other cultures in movies and stuff like that, the way that like certain cultures, they greet you for the first time and they're like kissing your forehead. I'm like, someone kiss my forehead. Like, I would love that. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I guess I'm trying to start a movement here. And for anyone listening who agrees, I guess let's just practice this more. Another example out in the world, the way this shows up is I was at the UPS store recently and had walked in with, you know, a smile on my face, good energy. I was having a good day. And the worker guy was just taken back by, I guess, even my eye contact or just giving him the time of day. And he's like, wow, you've really got some spring in your step. And I'm over here just wanting to have a good interaction, a good day. Like, I think we're all used to like, oh, staring at our phones or like barely even looking at each other. But I'm here like, hi, how are you existing in this world today? How is your heart today? I just think those micro moments are so, so important. And I really hope that we just don't lose that aspect of life in such a technologically advanced world that we are now living in. May we still create space and time for intimacy on these levels that are so impactful for our souls as the human race.
And then one more layer I just wanted to, like, on this brain dump, I love when people call me sweetie and honey. Oh my gosh, do you guys know what I mean? Jenny, if you're listening from the coffee stand that I used to work with, we used to talk about that when people would come through the stand and call us sweetie. It's like, I love it. And I've heard some people say, like, I don't like that. Don't call me sweetie. It, like, sends shivers down my spine. I don't know why. I'm like, please call me sweetie, honey, whatever nickname you want to call me. I am so open to it. So I don't even know if that applies to platonic intimacy, but it just felt like I needed to bring that through as well.
I think in a post-COVID world, like, I noticed the biggest shift, of course, when clients would come in, I used to shake hands more often. People used to want to embrace a hug, and now there's almost this, like, barrier. And I understand that. I totally get the boundaries. I totally get where everyone's coming from. But I just hope we all don't lose sight of how important human connection is and community and just embracing one another. Like, we are all we have together on this earth. Like, world peace, you know what I mean? Like, express your love however that looks, whether it's words, whether it's touch, whether it's acts of service, whether it's gift giving, you know, whatever the love languages are that you love to express, just make sure your people know that you love them.